We would like to speak to you a bit about birthright. Birthright is what has always been given to men, and it has always been accepted that birthright is masculine and that it is passed from man to man. And that has been one of the truly disempowering parts of being a woman. It is as though the man has a birthright and a path to power, and a woman is simply there to be used, to be dominated, one of the things we find especially painful, to be extolled in some ways as wonderful and raped. Those two things happening sometimes within seconds of each other. And so now is the time for you to take your birthright. It is the birthright which comes from Mother God. And within that birthright is your life, your will, what you are here to do, all the things that you know, that you may have been shamed out of knowing, all the ways that you have manipulated your own energy because you have been taught that that is the thing to do. When you have your birthright, all of this stops. It stops because Mother God and Father God are both God. And you are the child and you have a birthright. Now, we want to explain to you a bit about the birthright. And that is the way your birthright is connected to the power of your heart. We do not mean your emotions. We mean your heart. Within your heart center is what you are here to do. And it is the desire for that. It is the appetite for that. And it is the doing of that. And your birthright is directly connected to that, because what the birthright says is you have the right to be your own heart. You have the right to live that way. You have the right to express that way. You have the right to be safe living that way. And that indeed is your birthright. Now, with each of your fields, understandably, because your birthright was not recognized, there are certain places in your field that do not fill out completely. It is fear that has made, what would we say, indentations in your field. And in the coming time, we are going to be working with you to, in essence, fill in the energy that moves those indentations out so that you are once again who you really are. And that is going to be the work of the time coming up. We would like to alert you to some of the things. Your political system is cracking. It does not mean it will... How do we explain it to you? It is part of what must fall before the light can rise. But you do not need to be engaged in a lot of it, because it will tend to bring you back to your fears. And it is the fears that make that indentation in your field. It is your love and your practice that will move your energy back out. so that you are holding a whole field. And that is how you reconnect with your birthright, by becoming more of who you are intended to be. We are not saying that there may not be upsetting things, there may not be things with fear, because of course there may be, but to have something upsetting or fearful that you are going to allow to pass through you, that will not do you the damage. But to become attached to something fearful and not let go of it, that is the thing that pulls in your field, that makes that indented field. And we do not want to do that anymore, because it is disrespectful of your birthright. As always in your life, we are walking with you. And when you need to know, you need to call us, and we will show you. We will show you where you need to go for who you are. And what we are going to do is, as we begin these studies, we will be answering your questions individually once you are on the path to wholeness again. And not that you cannot receive answers from your own guidance and from your own teachers, but if you should become too attached to a fear, then we will help you release that fear. And in that teaching, you will learn one of the great pieces of feminine law, and that is, you cannot be hurt to something that you are not attached to. This is a beautiful teaching and has many arms, you might say, but we would like to leave that part of the teaching with you to take with you in your week. So in this truly troublesome time, and we understand it, when you become aware of what is angry and unreasonable and wrong, know that it is in its death knell, even though you cannot see it. All changes that are happening on the earth are in response to a higher plan that you cannot see. You are not intended to see it, but it is being tended to at a higher level. This is a safe time to make a prayer for highest good in any situation, because that means you are joining your energy with the high energy of the universe. And even though you cannot see it, that is the way it is going to be transmuted. It is going to be taken to a higher, better place. You are now, unfortunately, experiencing the very low place, and we are sorry about that for you. But this was an inevitability. Some things were going to have to be exposed in order for the light to begin to work with them. And we want you to be very careful of your own well-being. You do not need to connect to anything dark now. You need your connections to be to the light, because in this whole picture, the highest good is going to be you. And that is the connector to Mother God and to Father God, not to the patriarch, but to the Great Father and the Great Mother. So when you step back from something, it is good. When you see something and you have a feeling, have the feeling, let it move through, It means you are alive and your heart is good. But soon, not in this moment, but very soon, we are going to be connecting to some higher, more powerful things. And in those things, you will become who you really are. So, in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. And where your breath goes, healing goes. Feel a cleansing energy from the earth come up and wash your root clean. Wash away anything that might have frightened you or limited you about your power to create. Let the power of that return to your body, and let the cleansing energy wash away the fear. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into the second center. And let the cleansing energy wash away any shame, any judgment that might go with the old patterns, which we are no longer going to hold in our body. Give the second center permission to wash away pain, to wash away anything that comes through your life that you no longer wish to hold in your body. See a beautiful waterfall in your second center, flowing, washing, blessing your life. Feel the cleansing energy come into your solar plexus. And let the cleansing energy wash away any of the emotions that might have stayed longer with you than you need them to stay. And know that this center is open and can receive and release anything that you feel. It is not blocked. It is not hardened. It is fluid and will let anything come through that needs to come through and move through you and away from you when you are through with it. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into your heart. And let the cleansing energy wash away the pain, the disappointment. Wash away the anger and the old patterns that would make you a victim of any of that. And feel your heart green like a garden, growing again. After it has been cleansed and cleared, feel the cleansing energy come up and into your throat. And feel the cleansing energy wash away all of the communication of reactiveness to what is going on around you. Wash away any communication that turns on you. Any communication that holds in your body something that is not good for you. Clear the communication center so that it speaks love. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into the third eye. And let the cleansing energy wash the third eye. And allow you to intuit about yourself and what is directly in front of you, so that the choices you make are guided by your knowing, and your knowing is guided by the light. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into the crown. And let the crown open. And feel the cleansing energy wash the crown wider open so that it is able to receive. Feel the bright golden light above you flowing into your body. Let the golden light adjust your thoughts. Adjust your knowing. Touch and open the chakras, making them safe and warm and strong. Feel the golden light in your throat, monitoring the communication in your heart, bringing the universal love back to you again, filling you, healing you. Feel the golden light flow into your solar plexus. And feel that golden light like a balm for any wounding you might have been holding there. Let the golden light flow into your second center. And let the golden light fill and heal and gentle the second center. Feel the golden light flow into your root to remind you of your birthright, that you are who you are intended to be. Your gifts are the gifts you are intended to be. To have. And let your whole body and your whole energy body honor that completely. Feel the golden light flow down over your shoulders, through your arms and your hands. Let the golden light fill your trunk, sending healing through your trunk, down to your legs and into your feet. And feel your body taking in all that it needs and the universe pouring into you all that you need and more, and with it love and acceptance, support, knowing, abundance, joy, healing. Make a place for all of that. And going into your heart center, see that a gift has been left for you in your heart center. And resting the mind, know the gift. feel Mother God all around you, so that when you lean back, you lean into her power and her energy. Begin to breathe into your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.